As you grow and as you continue to heal, one of the things that shifts for you is how you aim your motivation. It is such a pure thing to be a spiritual being and to allow your path to speak to you and allow yourself to open to whatever is next on your path, whatever is good for you. Now, sometimes what is problematic is you believe that process comes to you through your mind, through your thoughts. And how do we say this? The mind should be secondary. The information about your path and how you move and how you focus is a function of the intelligence of the heart. And then what happens is when the heart becomes clear, then the mind will serve the heart. And that is when the mind then can be helpful to you. Your culture, of course, has made this backward. It has said that you should know what to do next. You should be clear on the right thing to do or the right way to move. And that is backward because the head may try to tell the heart what it has decided, but the heart will have a good laugh for the day because that is not the right order of things for a person with a spirit. The right order of things is that the heart heals enough and we heal enough and we listen to the heart. And it is not a thing of the intellect. It is very often a thing of, shall we say, spiritual emotion. Things are felt. You are drawn to things. Something catches your attention that never caught your attention before. And you allow yourself then to walk through that door or to ask a question or to explore what something might be. And that those are the impulses of the heart. And when the heart informs the mind, then you are able to find your path and to find your goals and to find right movement for yourself. The thing that opposes this always, of course, is perfectionism. And somehow or other, perfectionism has made what we call in our world an unholy alliance with the mind. So the mind is saying, you must find the perfect thing. You must be the perfect being. This is what happens for you to be able to move on your path. When that is not true at all, as you love yourself more, as you understand more the things that are good for you and the things that are not, the voice of the heart then becomes clearer. And it is not in words often. It is often in intuitive instincts, in some particular kinds of feeling. And when that is what is leading you on your path, then the heart speaks to the mind. And then perfectionism drops away because, as you all may have noticed, it is not helpful on your path. It is not helpful in your life. It is not helpful in your healing. So we are going to take a few minutes and talk about this natural movement, which is so powerful, but sometimes difficult for you to define. And so we are going to speak about some of the things that will help with that in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in the peace. Exhale the fear. Thank you. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up through your body, freeing the root so that it can create. Freeing the second center so that it can cleanse without judgment or shame. Freeing the solar plexus so that you can feel the things that are joyful and true. Feeling the heart relieved of its pain. Feeling the throat relieved of its criticism. Feeling the third eye relieved of its doubt. Feeling the crown relieved of its smallness, open to abundance. Move into your heart center and see the flame that burns in your heart. Now feel yourself very light and feel your energy moving up through your body and out through the open crown so that your consciousness goes into the night sky, into the beauty and the balance and the perfection of all that is. And as you see the vastness, allow your own consciousness to expand. See more stars. Become aware of more planets and universes. And above you, see a golden light and know that this is the light of the universe, the light that has created everything. You, the world, the stars, the moon, the sun, the universes, we may not even know yet, but are nonetheless there. And take a moment to enjoy the magnitude of that energy that is your source, that made you. And send your love up into that light. Your love of that creative power, your gratitude for all that you've been given and for the beauty of the world you live in. And as your love connects with that love, Feel the energy of that love returning to you, loving you back. Feel it flow into the open crown. Awaken the third eye and make it powerful. Feel the communication center to make your words true and fine and strong. Filling your heart and supporting that flame in your heart. Flowing into the solar plexus to make your feelings strong and good and true. Into your second center to honor purification and lack of judgment of anything that comes into your life. And into your root so that what you create is fed by the energy of creation itself. Let that energy that you love fill you with love and healing. Gentle the mind, strengthen the body. Brighten the chakra centers. And make a field past you that is bright with loving kindness. Your energy into your heart, where a gift has been left for you by this great power. Resting the mind, know your gift. Known your gift, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,